This has been characterized improperly by a lot of folks. Some people think that we're trying to be punitive to Medicaid recipients. Some people think we're trying to actually save money, which is neither is the case. We have a dearth of employees, of workers in the state of Michigan right now. It used to be businesses would say that taxes, regulation, and the economy were their biggest constraints for profitability and growth. Now, none of those three show up on their list of concerns, and the number one concern is access to workforce. And so, particularly in healthy Michigan, that is the expanded eligibility population for Medicaid we did in 2014. There's about 700,000 people enrolled in that. They're by definition able-bodied, and half of them are not working or not fully engaged in the workforce today. And so it's time. It's time that we start to tweak these entitlement programs, especially in this area. We've got a long list of, I think, very sensitive and credible and compassionate exemptions that allow folks in that category to continue to qualify for Medicaid because they've got special circumstances. But for the most part, there's about 300,000 to 350,000 people that are eligible and able to work that we need to nudge into the system.